This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. In Western Alaska, Tulaksac residents are now on the backup to the backup electric generator. The state flew out a second generator over the weekend after part of the fan assembly failed Thursday, leaving the community without power for days for the second time in 4 months. Power was restored Sunday. Alaska Energy Authority Policy and Outreach Manager Emily Ford says the latest failure is not a complete surprise.
Those emergency generators have a definite short shelf life of only about 3 to 4 months. So we do need to actively work with the utility to find some long-term solutions to provide the community with the power it needs.
The tribally owned utility has a history of problems. A week-long outage in November led to food spoilage. Ford says AEA is working with Tulaksac to find a way forward.
The utility has had 4 generators burn out. 2 are unsalvageable. 2 are in need of major repairs. So there are some changes that need to be made at the utility in order for them to continue providing or for them to provide long-term and stable power for their residents in Tulaksac.
AEA estimates it would cost $600,000 to fix or repair the equipment. Tulaksac utility manager Willie Phillips says the company is saving and seeking funds to bring the system back to health. He attributes the problems to poor management and a lack of training in the past. Phillips says he's been managing Tulaksac's power since 2013. Anchorage is celebrating its centennial this year, but as Dena'ina historian Aaron Leggett explains to KSKA's Ann Hillman, the area had already long been home to the Dena'ina, who live here to this day.
For centuries, the Dena'ina of Aklutna started their fishing season in the spring at what's now the heavily industrialized area of Ship Creek, near modern-day downtown Anchorage.
If times were getting tough in the spring when you're in that kind of transitional period, and maybe your winter supply of salmon didn't last, that you could go to Dagaitnu.
That's the Dena'ina name for the area, says tribal member and historian Aaron Leggett.
And catch the three-spine stickleback, so not a very big fish. You know, they grow to maybe 3 or 4 inches. So they must have been catching them by the tens of thousands, and then they would make a soup and a broth, particularly from that.
But in 1915, a group of settlers built a tent city right where the Dena'ina fished. Leggett says his people adapted. They found work on the railroad and focused their efforts on other traditional fishing sites, like Point Warren's off.
How adventurous do you want to be?
Aaron Leggett walks down the ice-encrusted trail to the beach and looks out over the water.
100 years ago, when Dena'ina was the predominant language spoken here, this is Nu-Chish-Tunt. Place protected from the wind.
Dena'ina came to the area every spring and early summer to fish in the silty waters for king and silver salmon. They fished across Kinnick Arm, too, and off of Fire Island. North of Ship Creek, they set up a type of wooden scaffolding over the mudflats so they could harvest salmon even when the tides went out. But the local Dena'ina were forced to give up another favored fishing spot when the U.S. military took over Point Warren's off during the Cold War. So what remains of the fish camps? Leggett says, not much, and what is there, he wants left alone.
We do know of some things that were left behind, but we don't like to talk specifically about what they were just because of concerns of looting and that sort of thing, but nothing really that I could say specifically.
So is the area still important for the Dena'ina people?
I guess to me, you know, the connection is that despite airplanes flying overhead,
and the parking lot and the windmills and the lack of trees, the ocean is still the same. Leggett says that many people more often visit other places, like Aklutna Lake, to find spiritual connections. But all of the Anchorage Bowl is part of their homeland. It's where they hunted caribou and gathered berries in the summer. He says it's something that many people, even other Alaska natives, used to forget.
Today, now, you know, if I say I'm Dena'ina, most people are... a lot of people will say, oh, well, you guys are the Indians that used to live here. And I say, well, we're still here, but at least you recognize that we used to be here. Because I don't know, for some reason, maybe because Anchorage is always looking to the future, it was like it was an empty cultural vacuum.
But Leggett says that's starking to change in Anchorage as the Denaina themselves continue to reawaken to their own culture.